Director at American Life League, Katie Brown, joining us. Drug cartels on illegal abortion drugs. They should be added. I don't know why they're not, but that's the classification they need. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Fawn. Thanks so much for having me back on.
You're welcome. In states where you're not supposed to get abortions, the drugs shouldn't be able to be there either.
Yeah, and that's just what we're trying to point out. So we came out with our report back in the fall pointing out this specific group that operates out of Mexico, and their whole goal is to send these pills to states where there are abortion restrictions or pro-life laws put into place. And when we're looking at this group, we're like, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, that's exactly what it is. And, they have these pills that don't come from any kind of verified manufacturer. Oftentimes when women receive them, they come in Saran wrap, Ziploc bags. And we were able to read through, firsthand experiences of women who receive these, and they say they come in unmarked packages, they come in Ziploc baggies, no instructions, no label that tells you what's in it. It could not be more dangerous. And so when the president came out with his executive order against drug cartels, we were like, why not add this one to the list, too, because this is just as dangerous, and it's targeting our women, just like some of these other cartels are targeting our young people with fentanyl and other dangerous drugs.
So let's just name them. Las Libres, they have black market abortion pills. Now, frankly, I wouldn't take any drug or have any sort of a procedure or do anything in Mexico because I don't want cement in my buttocks or my boobs, and I don't want to have whatever concoction they made in a bathtub in my body. So I don't know what's wrong with people who take these illegal pills because you just don't know what's in them.
And that's the scariest thing. And I mean, it's dangerous enough when you get the ones that do come from Planned Parenthood or the ones that are, supposedly FDA approved, because there's severe hemorrhaging, severe bleeding, sepsis. I mean, there's all kinds of these very serious and very scary complications, aside from the fact that you're killing your baby, that come with the abortion pill. But, taking one from Mexico that, God knows where it's from, God knows who made it, and who knows what's in it. I mean, it takes all those risks and complications and exemplifies it tenfold.
Yeah. So, first of all, you murdered your child. It's something that you can be redeemed for if afterwards you feel like, now I'm going to hell. What good is life? Don't do anything stupid or crazy. Just remember, Jesus loves you, and there is forgiveness involved here. If you are truly sorry and you don't do it again, you can be forgiven for anything because of the love of Christ. But if you keep doing it over and over and over again, you ain't sorry. And that's going to have a price for me in my spiritual afterlife.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that's most concerning with this specific drug cartel, abortion pill drug cartel, is when a woman or anybody really asks them for the pills, all they ask for is an estimated date of your last period. There's no medical history. There's no verification that it's even a woman they're sending it to. So the scary thing is, one, people are able to stockpile them, but the thing that we're one of the most concerned for is that this allows sex trafficking people to just have abortions, give it to their women, and continue that vicious cycle of sex trafficking, because there is just no way to know who you're sending these pills to. You could masquerade as a woman and stockpile 50 or 60 pills.
Let's go Let's go further. What if you're in a situation or a family situation or a romantic relationship where they find out you're pregnant, they get this and they slip it in something you're eating or drinking and cause a miscarriage? And you think there's something wrong with you. See, there are so many ways to look at this.
And the scary thing, Fawn, I was just going to say, there's actually firsthand experiences of that exact situation happening because of these abortion pill networks. And in the report that I mentioned, we have three or four accounts of women who actually, they ended up pressing charges against the men for secretly drugging them with these abortion pills. It's terrifying.
That's a worse kind of human. To murder a baby via an illegal drug, unbeknownst to the woman, you have no right to take that baby away from her. It's not. Oh my gosh! See, that's infanticide right there.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this kind of abortion pill network allows to happen. It allows you know, reckless things like this to happen. It perpetrates sex trafficking. It allows women to put themselves unknowingly in very dangerous situations. And, you know, the biggest one of all is it takes innocent lives of preborn children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there really is just there's no silver lining with this group, unfortunately.
And what about the people with no conscience who just take them all the time? Because, oh crap, I had sex again. I didn't use a condom. Might be pregnant. Let me just pop one of these pills. We don't know what it's going to do to you after an amount of time. Maybe when you do decide to start a family, those parts might not work anymore. Or you develop some other tumor or something that is wrong with you that now taxpayers have to pay for because you might be on Medicaid.
Right, because who knows what's in these pills? Because even the ones that are FDA approved, even the ones that come from the States, are already dangerous enough.
Yeah.
So the ones coming from Mexico, God knows what's in them.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine having suffered a miscarriage long, long, long ago. You sit and you wonder what's wrong with you. So the fact that women have to go through that and sit and wonder, what did I do? What's wrong with me? You know, it's a very, very big deal.
It is. And that was the whole reason behind the letter that I mentioned at the very beginning. We sent a letter to President Trump asking him to add this Los Libres group to that same list of known drug cartels operating out of Mexico, because our women's health is just as important as our young people who are being, you know, preyed upon by these other drug cartels. You know, our children's lives are just as important as people being preyed on by, cartels that distribute fentanyl or marijuana or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the abortion pill needs to be taken just as seriously as those other dangerous
drugs.
Quite
frankly, it's just as dangerous because it's killing people. Fentanyl took
exactly
my nephew on Super Bowl Sunday last year. So, you know, it's just as dangerous. It's killing a baby. It should. What did he say? Did he answer you?
Not yet. So we sent it a week ago, and I keep telling people I'm cautiously optimistic. We'll see if we get some kind of a response. But the reason we released it as an open letter, so we sent a copy to the White House and then did a copy through the media, too, just hoping to get more eyes on it because, you know, say it ends up in the hands of a staffer who doesn't end up giving it to the president, there's a chance that maybe he would see it through the media, too.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully one way or the other, this gets into his hands.
All right. And I know how he feels about this, so I don't think you'll have any trouble with the president agreeing with you on this. But we're not saying that in states where abortion is legal that you aren't allowed to do whatever it is that's legal in your state. That's why it was sent back to the states. Donald Trump did not eliminate Roe v. Wade. What he did was say this is not in the Constitution. The states get to decide. So all the people running around with the vagina hats can stop anytime now because it's legal even here in Missouri to the most detestable degree possible because people did not read the amendment fully. So now we're scrambling trying to fix it because we cannot allow abortions up to the time of birth. That's just absolutely disgusting to me. But this, how do we stop this Los Libres from just popping it in the mail and sending it to people? How do you thwart that kind of thing?
And I think that's kind of the question because so it ends up coming from Mexico to the hands of our U.S. Postal Service. And, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I have to imagine that there's some kind of precaution in place where the USPS is able to tell if there's some kind of drug in a package. There's a way that they stop all kinds of dangerous things at the border. And so when we're talking about this Los Libres group, they're sending these unverified pills in Ziploc bags. They're saran wrapped. It could not look more suspicious. So I have to wonder if the USPS has the ability to be able to scan these kinds of things and identify that maybe it's something that might be suspicious.
Katie,
if they do, I think
I can't even get a mail. I can't get a Christmas card from November sent to my house for the USPS. Still haven't gotten
it. Exactly.
So I don't trust. If they're going to get it through, they're going to use the USPS because the other ones are going to catch them.
Exactly. So I think the first thing would be our USPS needs to be more responsible because there's lives at stake here. This is not just some package that, you know, might give somebody a headache. This is something that could kill someone. Mm-hmm. So one, there needs to be accountability from our USPS. And then I don't know if it's Homeland Security or Border Patrol agents, but we really need a heavy presence to stop these entities from coming into our country and protect our American citizens. I think that's first and foremost, what I would love to see is just a really concerted effort to protect America's women and America's children from this group that's really preying so heavily on them.
Where do people go to learn more about this?
So people can go over to our website, ALL.org, and we actually have this letter available on our website. And if anybody wants to take that same letter, take my name off the bottom and put their own name on it and send it to the White House, we're really encouraging people to do that because, you know, the more awareness we can raise about it, the better. Yeah. So just head over to our website, ALL.org, and that letter will be there on the homepage.
Because they're not going to stop unless we stop them. That's the only way
exactly. This
is going to stop. They're just going to keep doing it because they're making money and they don't give a crap about you or anybody else. Or anything. It's all about money. And that
exactly.
Okay, someone just said they should stop delivering mail to your house. I never said anything about the carriers. Okay? The carriers are doing the best job that they know how, except for the ones who throw your mail away because they don't want to do their job. So I have a very good mail carrier. I'm talking about the sorting facilities where they just lose stuff and things get sent from North Carolina to Rapid City, back to St. Louis, and then to Florida, and then to my house.
Right.
It's the dumbest thing ever. So if it's going through that many different facilities, somebody should be able to catch this stuff.
Mm-hmm. You would hope, because I'm sure that there's things in place to stop other kinds of dangerous drugs.
Right. My daddy worked at the post office for 30 years, and he would literally roll in his afterlife if he saw what's going on right now. It's just as unreliable as it could possibly be. So drug cartels are hopefully going to end up on the illegal abortion drug list and the terrorist list for drug cartels. American Life League is trying to get that done via a signature from the White House, and maybe, just maybe, we can see this get done so we can save a couple of little precious, gorgeous, bouncing baby boys and girls who I would gladly take from you if you don't want them. Katie Brown is director at the American Life League. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Fawn.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.